Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tampa. I'm just telling you how I feel.
I got you.
And then it's like, oh, the season's off the rails. And then we find out, like, not only is Mac out for the year with a torn ACL, you know, you got Brock is going to be, he's actually going to get shut down. He's going to have surgery on his turf toe. Like, these are the things that go through my head.
We do have an update on Brock Purdy. We'll get to that because Ian Rappaport, who obviously does work also for the NFL Network and Amazon Prime, gave us the lay of the land there.
Here's the update. Take your time, dude.
Well,
take your time.
That win yesterday, I think, opened up a lot of fans' eyes, and I want to hear from the Niners fans
what's
today.
What's the Cowherd one? Hey, LeBron.
We're good.
We're good.
Oh, we got Ben Simmons. We're good. One of the all-time Colin Cowherd takes.
How many Niner fans this morning are at least going to themselves? I mean, Mac Jones right now, he's just...
I mean...
I don't even know what I'm saying, but it's just Mac Jones. I think he just sit in the hot tub and just... enjoy it.
I mean, hell with the fans. As Steiny would say, hell with the kids, hell with the fans. I think Kyle Shanahan's being like, told you guys. You guys were laughing at me when I had the audacity to even question whether or not to take Mac Jones in the first round or Trey Lance.
Well, he should have.
You guys thought I was high as a kite?
Yeah.
Please.
I was wrong.
You know what? 3-0.
I don't discriminate versus anyone.
Uh-huh.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The 49ers fans did. They had body discrimination when they saw that Mac Jones picture. What about now when you saw Mac Jones walking into SoFi Stadium with that Two-Face Harvey Dent suit on?
That thing was incredible.
Black and red, and it came down to a coin flip in the end. And you know what? Whatever the bad coin side is in the Two-Face thing, that landed for the Rams. Night, night, Joe. See you later. They didn't even know the overtime rules. They didn't play it well. Something that Kyle Shanahan is very aware of. It was everything that could happen in a crazy Thursday night game felt like happened yesterday, Joe.
He wore a suit Suge Knight would have worn to the Source Awards in the 90s. Am I wrong?
Death Row Records showed up yesterday. What was it? All in the videos.
Dude, that was one of the most incredible suits I've ever seen.
Doug, Zaya, Damon, we'll get to you in a second.
Just go to them because my throat's dead.
888-957-9570. 26-23, the final. Niners 4-1 on the season. They are in first place in the NFC West, probably the toughest division in all of football right now, and they did it in the Rams' house, but really it was the 49ers' house yesterday. Levi South is there calling it. Let's go to Zaya in San Diego. What's up, Zaya?
Shout out to Mac Jones. Shout out to Alfred Collins.
Max.
I mean, yeah, Kyle Shanahan definitely has to be up for Coach of the Year nominations at this, five games through. I just want to hear a little bit more of your guys' take on the offensive line's performance throughout the past five games and the lack of ability to push one in and the goal line with the run game. I'm hearing a lot of CMC's washed. I feel like he's doing great in all aspects of the game. Just needs a little bit more blocking. Here's Thanks, what guys, and have a blessed Victory Monday.
You too, brother. Here's what
and
I'm...
And Friday.
What's up, Zion? Have Victory whatever day it is.
Victory week.
Shanahan, I love you. You know I do. Dear God, someone take the draft board away from him this upcoming year, and you tell him, I don't care what you want. We are taking two linemen in the first four rounds.
So what was it? Last year it was the first five picks were all defense. Now this next one, all five picks are going to be offensive line.
Joe,
this whole new thing.
Joe, he has to draft linemen. It's a blind spot for him. It just is.
I did think CMC, it felt like, at least watching it, he had a little bit more of a burst yesterday than I've seen this entire season. A little bit. Now,
there's nowhere to run.
They obviously game plan in the second half to say, okay, Christian McCaffrey cannot beat us. I don't know what their game plan was in the first half, but he was gashing them in the passing
McCaffrey
game.
McCaffrey was amazing in the first half.
He was, and then he was a little quieter in the second, but you know what? Yeah, he did his job in that first half. They put up 17 points on that team in that first half, and I look at what Kendrick Bourne, Jake Tongis, DeMarcus Robinson, Juszczyk had some catches, Marcus Valdes-Scantling.
How many yards for Kendrick Bourne? This is a guy who dropped the biggest pass of the game last week.
He did.
And dropped a humongous third down play in this game and then bounced back. What did he finish with?
Receptions, 142 yards, career high.
Say it again.
10 receptions, .142. Better than Devontae and Puka.
I mean, bring it on, man.
I'm not even trying to hate on Ayuk. I can't think of a 10 reception game for him.
Well, in that offense, right? And remember, some of Ayuk's best.
That's what I'm saying.
They had to. They had to spread the ball around.
To me, it's more like, wow, on Kendrick Bourne, not me trying to knock Ayuk at all. I'm just like, that's shocking.
And clearly we slept on the Jones to Bourne connection. We all kind of laughed at it. Like, oh, you're bringing in Kendrick Bourne. Okay. Yeah, he was a Niner in the past, but no one wanted him this summer. Flamed out New England. Okay. You know, Mac Jones and him had some success his rookie season out and with the Patriots. But, but all of a sudden, he's the trusted agent for Mac Jones. No Pearsall, no Jennings, no Kittle. And, you know, I was talking to Bonte yesterday because he was at the game. And we were texting back and forth. And he was mentioning, you know, the fact that Mac Jones was throwing to these guys, the Kendrick Bournes, the DeMarcus Robinsons, the Jake Tongis, like the second unit all throughout training camp.
Tongis has been great.
He has a better rapport with those guys than a guy like Brock Purdy
would.
That's
a great point.
Right?
From Jen Barba and my buddy Jose, him and his wife, bang, bang, I am a born-again believer.
Oh, my God.
I thought that was one of the greatest texts I've gotten all morning, and I've gotten plenty.
Kendrick, born again. I like believer. That. I called him the Born Identity yesterday. We needed a Born Identity performance, and we got just that. Jason Bourne showed up yesterday.
For a couple of weeks, we're retiring Skillet Hands.
Yes, please.
Third down, when he dropped that third down pass,
we killed him.
I was like, we're going to go up 21-0 if he catches that ball. Yeah. You're going to cross the 50. At minimum, you're going to get a field goal. You're thinking 17-0, and he drops that pass, and it was all Rams from that point on.
But again,
hanging on for dear life.
But again, what happened, and we talked about it before the show, and you mentioned it earlier in the show, what happened after he dropped that ball on third down?
Mac Jones ran over to him as they're coming off the sidelines, put his arm around him.
Tapped him on the helmet.
Yeah, and was like, I got you. Yep. And then he made play after play after play after play.
Ayuk's only 10 reception game, by the way, Joe, was in 2020 in a loss to Washington.
His rookie year.
Yep.
Wow, I didn't even know that.
And by the way,
I didn't even know that.
Bourne's only other 10 reception game, check this out. This is great producing work back there, Sammy. Good job. Bourne's only other 10 reception game was when the Patriots lost to the Raiders, and it was the game in which Mac Jones threw a lateral back to Chandler.
Yes.
No. It was Jacoby Myers who threw the lateral.
Intercepted.
And it got intercepted by Chandler Jones, and Chandler Jones stiff-armed Mac Jones, and it was the game-losing play. Think of how far Mac Jones has come. No, seriously, though. Think of how far he's come just from that play alone.
Chandler Jones play is an all-time play.
But it's an all-time, boneheaded play for the Patriots.
And
he was laughed at for that. And it wasn't Mac Jones' fault, but he was the punchline in
one
that.
One of the smartest plays I saw last night, the ball gets tipped at the line and jumps up in the air. He jumps up and bats it down.
Yep.
And I was like, I've been watching quarterback play for so long with the Niners. I can't remember a quarterback. Most of them try to catch that pass.
Which is dumb because then you'll get sacked.
Well, and you're losing yardage, and maybe it gets ripped away from you by the defender. He batted it down. It was such a subtle, great play. Like, it was just a great play.
Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. We are streaming on YouTube today all day long. It's a Victory Friday here on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Doug is in Wichita.
What's up, Doug?
What's up, Dougie? Teach me how to Dougie.
Hey, bang, bang, not a gang. All right, it's a good Friday.
Let's go.
It is a good Friday. Hey, listen, I was all emotional yesterday remembering back to when Young had to come in from Montana, and I hated it. I didn't like it because Montana was my man. And I was kind of feeling that way now, not so much because I'm partially a player, but Mac Jones earned my respect just from a toughness standpoint yesterday. You know, watching the game, I mean, he made the throws he had to make, and that knockdown of that pass that got bad in the air, that was money. I was thinking, oh, here it is, just like happened in against Baltimore on Christmas a couple of years ago when those balls kept getting batted up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mac went up and spiked it. He acted like he was, you know, some sand volleyball dude, man. And I couldn't believe it. He took off the bad knee, too. I'm like, oh, he's here to win tonight, baby, and we're going to do it.
Where are you working
Let's
right now?
The break, though. Hey, I drive for a company called, if I can plug them, R&L Carriers.
Nice.
I just got out of my tractor to hook up to another trailer, so good timing, fellas.
Let's go.
You can absolutely plug
hey,
in
bang,
Wichita.
Bang, bang, Niner gang, man.
Let's go.
Let's go. That's Dougie Fresh in
Let's
Wichita.
Let's go.
888-9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.